Hey, energetic teacher voice on. Welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson on building complex LFO modulation chains for drum and bass sound design. Today we turn simple modulation into organic, rolling motion so your basses, pads and breaks breathe and twitch like a living organism. I'll walk you through concrete device chains, exact mapping ideas, arrangement uses and troubleshooting tips. So grab Live Suite or at least the Max for Live Essentials, set your tempo in the DNB range, and let's go. First, what we're aiming for. By the end you'll have a single instrument rack bass patch built around Waveatable, with three Max for live LFOs that modulate each other and multiple parameters. You'll have a parallel effects chain for grit and movement, macros that control roll intensity and chaos, and an optional envelope follower on a breakbeat so the bass reacts to transients. This setup makes a bass that rolls, twitches and evolves across an arrangement, perfect for jungle style motion at around 170 to 178 BPM. Let's build it. Start by setting your project tempo to something like 174 to 178 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and insert Waveatable. For the sound source, use oscillator as a thick saw or a spectral top, something like Basic Shapes right arrow saw. Add oscillator B as a lower octave sine or triangle to reinforce the sub. Blend it around 40%. Keep OSCA unison low, 1 to 2 voices, because too much unison on the low end kills punch. Put a multimode low pass 24 dB filter after the oscillators, cut off roughly around 500 Hz as a starting point, with resonance low, around 0.5 to 1.5. For the amp envelope, set a fast attack, 2 to 6 milliseconds, decay in the 200 to 350 range, sustain around 60 to 80% so the body sits, and release around 30 to 60 milliseconds. These are starting points. Adjust by ear. Now add the three Max for live LFO devices. Place LFOA under Waveatable. Make it a smooth sine or blended triangle. Sync to a slow rate, 1 bar or half bar. Amount should be modest, 30 to 45%, and set phase to 0. Turn retrig on if you want consistent behavior when new MIDI notes start. That helps with tight DNB patterns. Next, add LFOB. This is your rhythmic engine. Choose a sharper triangle or a custom ramp shape, so there's harmonic content that translates into punch. Sync it to a tight subdivision like 1/16th or 1/8th triplet. Amount here is stronger, around 50 to 80%, because we want it to push amplitude, drive or filter motion that creates rolling grooves. Third, add LFOC. Make it a sample and hold or step LFO for randomness. Set the rate to something interesting. Try syncing to 1/4 or 1/8, then experiment with non-standard values like 3/8 for evolving polyrhythms. Amount can be high if you map it to Waveatable position. That creates harmonic jumps and gritty textures. Mapping time. Map LFO to the Waveatable filter cutoff. Click the LFO map button, then the cutoff, and set the min and max mapping so the filter opens from roughly 150 Hz up to about 2 kHz. Don't map full 0/127 blindly. Use the numeric mapping or drag the range on the mapping UI until the sweep is musical. Map LFOB to something amplitude-like for rolling motion. You can map it to Waveatable volume if available, but a robust trick is to place an autopan after Waveatable and map LFOB to autopan's amount. Set autopan amount high, phase around 90 degrees, and sync to the grid. That gives a stereo rolling feel while still allowing mono sub control. Alternatively, map LFOB to a macro that drives a utility gain so you can control global behavior easily. Map LFOC to the Waveatable position or to an FM amount on the oscillator. This random step movement injects chaos in the harmonic content. Again, set sensible min and max so you're not destroying the sound every time the S and H spikes. To keep things tidy and controllable, group Waveatable and the LFO devices into an instrument rack. Select the devices, right-click and group. Open the macro mapping area and create intuitive macros. Map a macro called roll intensity to the LFOB amount, the LFOA mapping depth to the filter, and to the dry/wet of your distortion. Map a second macro called chaos to LFOC amount and to LFOB rate. The goal is hierarchical control. One knob gives you immediate roll energy, the other pulls in randomness and speed. Here's the key hierarchical trick. Map LFO parameters themselves to macros. Max for live LFOs expose rate and amount as mappable parameters. Map macro 2 to LFOB's rate so, that as you turn chaos up the rhythmic LFO speeds up. For cross-modulation, you can route LFOA's output to a macro and then map that macro to LFOB's amount. A slow evolving sweep controls the intensity of a fast rhythmic LFO. That's how you get living. multi-tiered motion. Add a parallel FX chain for character. After the instrument rack, build two audio effect chains, a clean chain and a distorted chain. On the distorted chain, use saturator with moderate drive, 4 to 10 dB depending, frequency shifter for subtle phasing or to tune map one of the LFOs to its frequency for movement, and a glue compressor to control dynamics. Use the chain selector or a macro to blend between clean and grit. Post FX bus, a light EQ8 high pass below 30 Hz to keep subs clean, a gentle glue compressor with medium attack and a release around 100 milliseconds, and a utility to manage stereo width. Use LFO modulation only on the mid and high frequencies. Keep the sub mono. To connect the bass to the drums dynamically, use the envelope follower on a drum break track. Drag the max for live envelope follower onto the break channel and map its output to the instrument rack's filter cutoff, or to one of your macros. Set attack around 10 milliseconds and release between 60 and 120 milliseconds. Gale the follower so that strong hits open the filter audibly. This makes the bass respond to kicks and snares in classic jungle fashion. This audio version is shortened for playback.